श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु दया करो मुरे
Thank you.
சைத்தன் சொல்வாய நம சைத்தன் சத்தாமத அல்லா சப்தபஸ் பரிச்சேத சாப்டர் 17 45 தினோ
¡Gracias!
योगो बारो बादली नंगारी से बासली संहरी भक्ति करी मु प्रकारो बासली संहरी भक्ति কবলি গেলা প্রভু করিতে গঙ্গা স্নান কবলি সেই পাপি দুঃখ ভোগে না যাই পরাণ সেই পাপি দুঃখ ভোগে কাটে নিরন্তর অসহ্য বেদনা দুঃখে জুলয়ন্তর ইনসিডেন্টলি কভার জার্মস অ্যান্ড ইনসেক্টস বাইটিং হিম অল ওভার হিজ বডি গোপাল চাপ অল ফেল্ট আনবিয়ারেবল পেন হিজ এন্টায়ার বডি বার্ন ইন ডিস্ট্রেস গঙ্গা ঘাটে বৃক্ষ তলে রহিত বসিয়া একদিন বলে কিছু প্রভুকে দেখিয়া সিন্স লেপ্রসি ইজ অ্যান ইনফেকশাস ডিজিজ Gopal Chapa led the village to sit down on the bank of the Ganges underneath a tree. One day, however, he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passing by and spoke to him as follows. Gram samandhyami tomar matu bhagina muni kustabhyadite hoyansi vyakul. My dear nephew, I am your maternal uncle in our village relationship. Please see how greatly this attack of leprosy has afflicted me. Loksav udharite tomar avatar muni bada dukhi mure karo bhar. I am as an incarnation God, you are delivering so many fallen souls. I am also greatly unhappy fallen soul. Kindly deliver me by your mercy. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It appears that although Gopal Chapal was sinful, talkative and insulting, he nevertheless had the qualification of simplicity. Thus he believed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be the incarnation of Supreme Personal Godhead, who had come to deliver all fallen souls, and he appeared for his own deliverance, seeking the mercy of the Lord. He didn't know, however, that deliverance of the fallen don't consist of curing their bodily diseases, although it is also a fact that when a man is delivered from the material clauses of his material bodily diseases are automatically cured. Gopal Chapal simply wanted to be delivered from the bodily sufferings of leprosy, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accepting his sincere appeal, wanted to inform him of the real cause of his suffering. Ata suni Mahaprabhu hoilo kruddha mana krodhavase bale tare tarjana vasana. Hearing this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared greatly angry, and in that angry mood he spoke some words chastising him. Are papi bhakta dveshi ture naam dharimu koti janma imate kiraya khayami. O sinful person envious of your devotee, I shall never deliver you. Rather, I shall have you bidden by these germs of millions, many millions of years. No Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercy. Great offender, offends your devotee. Last time is your devotee, cannot get mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. We should not herein that all our sufferings in this material world, especially from disease, are due to our past sinful activities. And of all sinful activity actions directed against the pure devotee, out of sheer envy, are considered extremely severe. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted Gopal Chapal to understand the cause of his suffering. Any person who disturbs a pure devotee engaged in broadcasting the holy name of the Lord suddenly punished like Gopal Chapal. This is instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as we shall see. One who offends a pure devotee can never satisfy Chaitanya Mahaprabhu unless and until sincerely regrets his offense and thus rectifies it. Srivasai karailo tumi bhavani pudana, koti janma have toro ve padana. You have made Srivas Thakur appear to have been worshipping Goddess Bhavani. Simply for this offense, you'll have to fall down into hell is life for 10 million bars. 10 million bars. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. There are many tantric followers who practice black art of worshipping the Goddess Bhavani in a crematorium, wishing to eat meat and drink wine. Such fools also consider this Bhavani Puja as good as worship of Lord Krishna, devotional service. Such abominable tantric activities as performed by so-called swamis and yogis are herein condemned, however, by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He declares that such Bhavani Puja, for drinking wine and eating meat, quickly plunges one into hellish life. This method of worship itself is already hellish, and its results must also be hellish and nothing more. Many rascals say that whatever way one accepts, one will ultimately reach Brahman. Yet we can see from this verse how such persons reach Brahman. Brahman spreads everywhere, but appreciation Brahman in different objects leads to different joys. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Jejata man prabhadyante stang tadeva dhamyam. I reward everyone according to his surrender unto me. Gita 4:11. Mahabhadi certainly realized Brahman in certain aspects, but realizing Brahman in the aspects of wine, woman and meat is not the same realization Brahman the devotee is achieved by chanting, dancing, eating prasad. Mahabhadi philosophers being educated, partly knowledge, think all sorts of Brahman realization one and the same and do not consider righteous. But although Krishna is everywhere, by his incomparable potency, some recognition is not everywhere. Thus, the Brahman realization of the tantric court is not the same Brahman realization as a pure devotee. Unless one reaches the highest point of Brahman realization, Krishna consciousness, realization of Krishna consciousness, is punishable. Unless one reaches the highest point of Brahman realization, that is Krishna consciousness, he is punishable. Yes. All people except Krishna consciousness devotees are to some proportion partialists or demons. And thus they are punishable by the Supreme Lord, personality of Godhead, state of Bilam. Pasandi Sanghari Kremore Yavatar, Pasandi Sanghari Bhakti Karimu Prachar. I have appeared in this incarnation to kill the Pasandis, demons, and after killing them, to preach the cult of devotional service, purported by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Chaitanya's mission is the same that of Lord Krishna stated in the Gita. Yadavai dharmasya glani bhojivarko avithano dharmasya tadatmanu sudamyaham paritranaya sadhunanyasaya sadhuskrutnaya dharmasasthapanathaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Whatever and wherever, whenever and wherever there is a decline of religious practice, descendant of Bharat, and a predominant rise of his religion, at that time I descend myself in order to deliver the pious and annihilate his crimes, as well as to re-establish the principle of dharma, religion, I advent myself millennium after millennium. Bhagavad Gita 4:7-8. As explained here, the real purpose of an incarnation God, Godhead, is to kill the atheists, maintain the devotees. He does say, like so many rascal incarnations, that both atheists and devotees are on the same platform. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Sri Krishna, the real personality of Godhead, don't advocate such an idea. Atheists are punishable, whereas devotees are to be protected. To maintain this principle is the mission of all avatars or incarnations. One must therefore identify an incarnation by his activities, not by popular boasts or mental concoctions. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave protection to devotees and killed many demons in course of his preaching work. Specifically mentioned that the Mahabhadi philosophers are the greatest demons. Therefore he warned all others not to hear Mahabhadi philosophy, Mahabhadi dasya sunya vai sarvana. Simply by hearing the Mahabhadi interpretation of Shastras and his doom, Chaitanya Sthanta Madhya 6:169. अत बली गला प्रभु करिते गंगा स्नान से ही पापी दुख भोगे ना जाए पराण. After saying this, the Lord left to take his bath in the Ganges, and that sinful man didn't give up his life but continued to suffer. It appears that an offender, a Vaishnava, continues to suffer, doesn't give up his life. We have actually seen that a great Vaishnava Paradhi continuously suffering so much that it is difficult for him to move and yet he doesn't die. Only sufficient. Sanyas kariya kabe prabhu nira chale gala tatha vite kabe kulya ghame oila kabe sahi papi prabhu laila sarana hita upadesa kaila sayang karuna. When Sri Chaitanya, after accepting the renounced sort of life, went to Jagannath Puri and then came back to the village of Kulya, upon his return, that sinful man took shelter at the Lord's lotus feet. The Lord, being merciful to him, gave him instruction for his benefit. Purported by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in his Anubhasya, given the following note in connection with the village Kulia. Village, originally known as Kulia, has developed into what is now the city of Navadvip. In various authorized books like Bhakti Ratnakara, Chaitanya Charita Mahakavya, Chaitanya Chandravaya Nataka, Chaitanya Bhagavata, mentioned that village Kulia is on the western side of the Ganges. Even now, within the area known as Koladipa, there is a place known as Kuliyar Ganj and a place called Kuliyar Daho, both within the jurisdiction of the present municipality of Navadvip. In the time of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there were two villages named Kulia and Paharpur on the western side of Ganges, both belonging to the jurisdiction of Bahir Deepa. At that time, the place on the eastern side of the Ganges, now known as Antar Deepa, was known as Navadvipa. At Sri Mayapur, that place is still known as Deepir Mat. There is another place of the same name, another place of the name Kulia near Kankadapada, but it is not the same Kulia mentioned here. It cannot be accepted as Aparadhanjanir Pato, or the place where the offense was excused. But that occurred in the above-mentioned Kulia, western side of the Ganges, for business reasons many envious persons opposed excavation of the real place, sometimes advertised on authorized places as the authorized one. Sivas Pandita Sthane Ache Aparat, Tathajahate Hundadi Koren Prasad, Taveta Havei Pabhimasana, Dadipuna Ichanai, Parasarana. You have committed an offense at the lotus feet of Sivas Thakur, the Lord said. First you must go there and beg for His mercy. Then if He gives you His blessings and you do not commit such sin again, you will be freed from these reactions. Tabe vipralailasi Sivas Parana, tahar kubaya halo pabhimasana. Then the Brahman Gopal Chapal went to Sivas Thakur and to the shelter of his lotus feet, and by Sivas Thakur's mercy was free from all sinful reactions. Vaishnava Aparadha is such. Vaishnava Aparadha is such. Understand? That Vaishnava, only that Vaishnava will excuse you. On whose lotus feet you are committed, Aparadha? Nobody else can excuse. Holy name will never utter in his mouth. And Bhagavan Krishna will never accept his worship also. Chaitanya Bhagavatam Telya. Heno Vaishnava Rinda Kare Jai Jana Sepai Dukho Janma Jivana Marana. Jidyakulo Tapasava Vipala Paha. Vaishnava Ninda is a papi graha. Pujao tahar Krishna nankari grahan, Vaishnava Ninda kari je papi stavari. Yes?
One who commits offenses against Vaishnavas attains only misery, life after life. His learning and austerity bears no fruit. Blasphemy Vaishnavas is the worst kind of civil behavior. One who engages in blasphemy of Vaishnavas will find that Krishna does not accept his worship.
Yes.
A person who blasphemes Vaishnavas is therefore the worst kind of sinner.
Worst kind of sinner. Shulapani pari, Sisali Purusara Madhyam Vaishnava Nindabhra Gnasa. And a very powerful like Shulapani, like Sivadi. If he commits Vaishnava Parat, blasphemes a Vaishnava, he is finished. Shulapani Samadadi Vaishnava Ninde, Tathapya Nasdai, Koyasasurunde. Yana Manya, Je Suram Nindagai, Janmejane Papista Daiva Dosana.
It is the conclusion of all the revealed scriptures that one who blasphemes a devotee is doomed. For such a person, everything is torn to pieces by the powerful trident of his sinful reactions.
He may be very powerful like Shulapani, like Shiva, but if he does Vaishnava Parada, if blasphemy Vaishnava, Vaishnava is completely finished. যা না মানে আছে শুধু নিন্দা করে জন্মে জন্মে পাপি সদৈ বলেছিলেন life after life he goes to hell and suffers there. Mahaprabhu's instruction Mahaprabhu says Prabhu bale vaishnava nindai jai jana kustharoga kanta shastri likhan abadu shastri kis hoya arche matro ar kota arche jamadatana arpa chorasi shastri jamadatana prakhe pano pano kari bunje vaishnava nindai
Mahaprabhu said it is written that one who blasphemes the Vaishnavas will suffer from leprosy.
Yes.
After which he will be punished by the agents of Yamaraj again and again in thousands of births.
Surasi Sastra Ramadatana Pratakya Puna Puna Kari Bhunde Vaishnavas. Surasi Sastra, 84,000. You understand? Dhamma's punishment, Dhamaraj's punishment, there are 84,000 types of punishment. He gets everything. Vaishnava, Nindaka. Again and again, not once. Again and again. Yes. Skanda Puran says four types of persons. Fall down. You understand? They go to hell with their ancestors for fathers. Ninnam kurvanti je mudha vaishnavan mahatmanam padanti pitruvisadham maharaurvasangite hanti nindati vaidvasti vaishnavam abhinandati kibhyate jati norsam darsane patanani sa kanda pratiyam.
A fool who blasphemes Vaishnavas goes to the worst kind of hell along with generations of his ancestors.
Yes.
There are six kinds of Vaishnava aparadis. They are one who kills the devotee.
Yes.
One who blasphemes devotees. One who is envious of devotees.
Yes.
One who fails to offer obeisances to Vaishnavas upon seeing them. One who becomes angry at a Vaishnava. And one who does not become joyful upon seeing a Vaishnava.
Yes. Six times. Yes.
These six classes of men are all considered to be candidates for falling down into hell.
Yes. Falling down into hell. One who does Vaishnava Ninda, blasphemes Vaishnava, he definitely gets offended, but who hears also, he becomes offended. Vaishnava Ninda, Savane Api Dosuktaha. Now the tenth cancer. If you hear, Vaishnava Ninda also, you become a painter. It's better not to hear, get out from that place. Vaishnava Vihar. Nindang Bhagavat Bhagavata Srunanta Varasya Vanasyava Tado Napeti Jha Sopi Jatyada Sukruta Chiyuta Tado Apagamasyama Samarthasya Eva Samarthenatu Nindaka Jha Chetabhya Tatvapya Samarthena Soprana Paritvaviti Kartabhya Bhakti Sandhava Jiva Goswami.
Srimad Bhagavatam says in the first verse,
yes,
that it is a great fault to hear blasphemy of Vaishnavas. It states, he who does not leave the place where devotees of the Lord are blasphemed, but continues to hear such blasphemy, is guilty of a great sin. He is deprived of all his piety and falls down into hell. It is enjoined that one must leave the place of blasphemy. But that is for a person who is not a capable person. If capable, one should cut out the tongue of the blasphemer.
Cut out the tongue. Yes. Blasphemer. Yes.
If unable to do that, one should give up his life rather than continue to hear such blasphemy.
You understand? If you cannot do that, leave that place. If you cannot leave the place, then that's it. Give up your life. Not to hear. You understand? So this is Shastra's instructions. Also, pass only. Who is pass only? Who? Blasphemy is a devotee. Six sale of devotees and mere for devotees are pass only. You understand? Those who equalize Bhagavan, the demigods, they are all passengers. Twelfth canto of Bhagavad says, passengers cannot offer worship Lord Hari in Kali Yuga. Kalau naradam jagatam parangurum trilokanatha nukabhada pankajam prayana matya bhagavantam achyutam jakshanti pasanda divinna sivasa. Yeah, that was. A radam kali jagare mano gana prayas pasanda galakartuka vikrita hi vikrita chitta hi brahmadi trilokeshwara galakartuka bandita padakamala sari jagatara paranguru bhagavan haringara adhana karivyanam. Sukadeva Goswami says to Parikshit Maharaj in Kali Yuga, these pasandis cannot offer worship Lord Hari, the lotus of Lord Hari, which is worshipped by Brahma. Demi was headed by Brahma, you understand? Pasandis, demons, very puffed up fellows, so much pride they have. False ego, very great. Dambadarpa vimana sukrodha palsuyeva sa jnanam sa avijata sa prata sampada asuri bhagita asisnita kisa dija demoniac characteristics, pride, arrogance, anger, harsh words, isn't it? Conceit, ignorance, these are demoniac characteristics. And dambha, the pride comes in various ways. Because of dambha, because of pride, is nascence, avidya. And it comes in various ways. Tyagat dambha, bhogat dambha, dhyatrasam karivat dambha, bada dhata, rakutam kajan bhaktuli. It comes in various ways, dambha. Someone says, I am great tyagi. Yes, that's pride. I give up everything. My home, house, family, yes, my bank balance, everything I give up, yes, this is great. This is pride. Tyaga dhamma, bhuga dhamma. I am great merciful person, I am great. I have shown mercy to many people, many organizations. I get much donation to many organizations. That's a pride. Great devotee, I have rendered so much service. Is there any devotee like me render such service? This also pride. Yes. You say like that. I have opened so many temples. I did that. Great pride. All pride. Yes. And great charitable person who has given such charitable like me. Such pride. This is great false ego, pride. These are all passengers. They are all passengers. And these passengers need punishment. Yes. As Gopal Saha Bhagavad, punishment. They need punishment. Yes. Nunam nana madhan madhā shanti necchati sādhava isang prasamadanda prasana lagudo tathā. Tenth canto of Bhagavatam says, Yaman dhanadi vivida vastu janita garbhare unmatta durjana kevela santahava iccha karana parantu pasumana pakhe lagda bali asadumana pakhe rekamat dhanda hi santahava unmatta. That pasandis are great puffed up fellows. They cannot be pacified, you see. They cannot be pacified. The animals. Animals cannot be pacified. The animals need beating. So these people need beating. Beat like animals. Yes. Then they will be pacified. Although they can be pacified. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you see, such a pasandi was there when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was here 200 years ago. He was claiming that he is avatar. Why are you offering worship to Jagannath is made up of wood? I don't. Well, what do they say to me? I am a Krishna. I'll do Rasa Yoga. I did like that. And at that time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was magistrate. This English rule was here in India. They are still placed here, just here. Kandagiri. Kandagiri. Yes, 4 or 5 kilometers away from here, this Kandagiri is here. They are staying here. So he wants to declare that I'll do Rasa Leela today. So many young maidens ran, oh, Krishna has appeared, will take part in Rasa Leela, become gopis. That is a great problem. So the people reported to the English, this governor was there. So governor issued order to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, your master, I'll have you take care of it. The master ordered to put up a handcuff, put him into jail. So police officers went there to put handcuff. But he is a great yogi, you see, a great yogi. He has yogic, a yogic mystic power. So as soon as the police officer entered into his premises, their all head reared, they all fell down. They couldn't put handcuff, you see. Then they came back and said, no, he is denied the law, God, because we couldn't, because as soon as we entered into his, gate, all our heads reared and we fell down. He's definitely lost this. But this rascal, what are you saying? He's a great rascal, Pasundi. Who says Jagannath has idol made up of wood? He's a great Pasundi. He's a great yogi, Pasundi. What are you saying? He's lost. Alright, come with me. He went. Come with me. The police officer went with him. Bhaktivinoda Thakur chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Uttering Hare Krishna is mystic power didn't work, it became invalid. Then all right, put handcuff, take him to jail. Then they put handcuff and put into jail. All life. Like sentence, All life jail, yes. He died in the jail, you understand? But that's of the yogi, he has this mystic power. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had many children, small children, very small, so many children. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had 8 sons, 5 daughters, 13 children, all small. 1 year, 2 years in class. So, at night, all still children were cut off with diarrhea, vomiting and passing stool like cholera. His wife cried, hey, he's God, he's Lord, release him, my children will die. Bhaktivinoda Thakur knows very well, he's a great person, he's a yogi, power doing like this. It's a silly woman, you don't know, it's a great person. In this punishment, this is yogic, mysticism doing this thing, alike. Chant, sit down, let me chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. For night, the husband and wife sat down, chant Hare Krishna. Early in the morning, all children were killed. And it was such punishment, such punishment. And he died in jail. Before death, he expressed his desire, I want to see that Mahatma, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who gave me this punishment, he did a great good to me. Yes, really showered in mercy on him. He wanted to see him. So he saw him and died. The story is there. So, it is said, ఉపనామృత Ramanujacharya has given some instructions to disciples. Vaishnavanta dharmani nidhara syani jani cha dushtva kahani aprakasyani janabhyo na vadet koche. Esam dosan vihaya asugan staya prakirtaya Vishnu padatakan saiva bhakta padatakan tuva prakriti isu sapasyasya na pibetaya bhutanam tatva vresya jnane na rahasya tvayasya kara రహిత సంయుజం తోయం గ్రహం పదాసన వైష్ణవమాన జన్మ నిద్రా ఆలస్య ప్రకాశ్య లేఖి కారు కవర దోష శీఘ్ర ప్రత్యాకరి గుణ కీర్తన కర విష్ణు పాదక వైష్ణవమాన పాదక ఉత్తమ జల ప్రాకృత లోకర దర్శన పద థాయి పాన కరివే నా తత్వ జ్ఞానహీన శ్రీ రహస్యత్ర జ్ఞాన ভাই পবিত্র পাদকর গ্রহণ করবে না চিত অচিত ঈশ্বর এই তত্ত্বত্রয় ভগবান এক অদ্বৈত তত্ত্ব এই অদ্বৈত বস্ত্র দুইটি বিশেষ অচিত অচিত এরূপ জ্ঞান হইতে লোক বল সংস্কার সংস্কৃত হলে সুন্দর পাদগ্রহণ করা যায় ওই যে বৈষ্ণব অনলি সি ইজ গুড কোয়ালিটিজ গ্লোরিফাই ডোন্ট সি এনিথিং ইউ সি এনিথিং ফল্ট ডোন্ট সি ইট He may have taken bath in a low caste. Don't say it. Only glorify your quality. He has no fault, but you have defective eyes, therefore you see some fault. The Vaishnava has no fault at all. Vishnu Padaka, Vaishnava Padaka. Understand? Feet washing water. As a Vaishnava and Pranamrita deity. When you take something, accept, take it in a sheltered place. You understand? If some metalistic person is there, so in front of him, don't take it. He'll say something, what they are doing? They are drinking the feet washing water of a person. Blasphemy, that you have to hear, then you become offended. But don't do it. A person whose feet washing water will take. Person who knows three tattvas. Chit, achit, ishwar. These three tattvas one knows. Absolute truth is Krishna. You understand? He is one without second. And chit and achit. Chit-sakti and achit-sakti material. No, the sakti-tattva, bhagavat-tattva, ishwar-tattva, jiva-tattva, al-tattva, then no. They are misconceived tattva, tattva-bhram. That is not free from anartha. His feet washing water should not be taken from here. Though, he is a Vaishnava, so-called Vaishnava. Maybe a guru, whatever may be, but his feet was not sooner be taken. Srimad Bhagavatam Chanam Bhagavatam Dhabhidhetu Tam Vishnu Manadad Guru Param Vaishnava Ullanghanam Tethadrita Padu Lad Guru Param Tethadati Anghizam Tasna Nitya Matantri Kapho Sadam Tezam Samaradhani Vaishnava Manakaradhanam ভগবান মান করো ভগবান আরাধনা অপেক্ষা উত্তম পূজা বিধি বিষ্ণুঙ্কর অপমান অপেক্ষা বৈষ্ণব উল্লঙ্ঘন গুরুতর বৈষ্ণব পদদল বিষ্ণু পদদল ঠার গুরুতর এহা জানি অবন্তরিত রূপে বৈষ্ণব মান স্বাধীন গুপ্তমান হোক অপর ওরসিভ টু বৈষ্ণব সুবিধা টাইপ অপর ওরসিভ টু বিষ্ণু One may speak ill of Lord Vishnu, but speaking ill of a Vaishnava is more sinful, more offensive. Feet washing water of a Vaishnava is, what's that? Better, more powerful or better than Chanamrita, Vishnu. So when you accept this, what Saranamrita or Pita is not a Vaishnava. You should be very careful not to accept as some metal stick or some is even there. Take it, go to a sheltered place, accept it. No prakrutvaktamiya bhaktajanasya pasyate. No prakrutvaktamiya bhaktajanasya pasyate. Yupatrutvara Rupa Goswami, Rupa Goswami instructs, Prabhu Bhagavad Bhakta, Vaishnamanapati Adhikrita, Nishetkarsans. Gangadhara Buddhudva Pandikra Uchitme, Bhagavad Bhakta, Gangadhara Prakrutvaktamiya. Ganges water is not ordinary water. It's transcendental water. But you see Ganges water, it looks muddy. Some bubbles are there, but very pure water. One sooner sees these bubbles and mud there. Similarly, Bhagavad Bhakta, a Vaishnava, is always pure. You have defective vision, so you see some defects in it, but they are not defective. So one sooner see any defect in the Bhagavad Bhakta. Always see defect in you, that I have defective vision, so I can see the Vaishnava. Sādhu nīndā sunilesu kruti hoye kheyo. Sādhu nīndā sunilesu kruti hoye kheyo. Janmo janmo avapāto vedei kayo. Janmo janmo avapāto. If someone hears the sadhu ninda, blaspheme of Vaishnava, he loses all his sukriti. Veda says, janma janma, life after life, you go to hell. Bhātvayāra śrīmātva ek janma māre. Janma janma kṛṇku nindu kṣaṅgāre. Bhātvayā means highway robber. Who commits robbery in the highway, he is known as Bhātvayā. And he is killed in one life only. He is cut off, so he may be killed, but But that means give order, life, sentence, death to one life. But such Vaishnava Nindaka, blasphemy is Vaishnava. Life after life is killed. Not one life, life after life is still and up there. Odev Nindaka Sanyasi Bhatvayar Bhatvayar Hato Nunto Durata. Therefore, such blast, great offender, Vaishnava Nindaka, and the blasphemy to Vaishnavas is, per se, greater offender than Bhatvayar Highway Rata. Yes, Chari Veda Padhya Vodhuni Nindaka Kari, Dhamma Dhammi Kumi Pake Dubhyasana. He may have read four Vedas, a pandit, but still he does this, commits this aparad, Vaishnava aparad. Life after life, you go to a narka, that narka kumbhipak and suffer there. You understand? That's it. Chaitanya Bhagavata says, sadhaninda, Bhagavata says also. So, we are very proud of our material senses. What we see is, I have seen. But you forget that there's some time that you are a conditioned soul, you have defective vision, you have not seen correctly. But you see, I have seen this nonsense. Therefore you commit this offense. Who can cure me of this? Cure us of this disease? Sadhu Vaidya. Only Sadhu Vaidya can cure. If we accept his punishment, then we'll cure. Always never cure. Only accept punishment for Sadhu Vaidya, injured punishment. Then we'll cure of this disease. Otherwise, I cannot cure this disease. When someone wants to establish truth, he is determined, I must establish truth. Then at that time you see, many directions, so many, uncles will come to suppress it. Yes, that takes place, you understand? Because this is material world. Bhaktivinoda Thakur Sajjan Toshani says, so many rascals will come to suppress the truth, taking all untruth. Yes. This is Lord's will. Bhaktivinoda, this is Lord's will. Because if some opposite action will not be there, how the real truth will be established? If there will not have been darkness, night, darkness, how the light will be glorified? So in this material world, the opposite things are there. But at last, truth is victory. Satyam eva jayate. This Sajjan Toshani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, has said that thing. Fourth canto of Bhagavatam, 4.4.13 verse. Nastajyam etajyatasatsu sarvada mahadvininda kuna patma bhadishu sarsyam mahapurusa padapam subhe nirastatejasu tadeva sovhanam. Chataskanda Bhagavatam is that quite. Yomane taradehaku atma boli jnana karanti से प्रकार असत्पुर समान जे निरंतर महात्मन के निंदा करिवे आश्चर्य बार कौन अछि जदियो महापुरुष गण जे निंदा सत्य को ठांती तथा समान को पदरण समूह मत निंदा सत्य करि पारे ना से सब निंदा कर तेज नाश कर था अदेव असत्पुर मत विद्वेष शोभनीय कारण तदा समान कर समुचित प्रतिफल प्राप्त हुई थाय चैतन्य भागवत रे से पै कहै छे भक्त स्वभावो अज्ञ दोषो क्षमा करे भक्त स्वभावो कृष्ण स्वभावो भक्त निंदा सहिते न पारे
कृष्ण
स्वभाव भक्त निंदा सहित न पारे जे स्वभाव वैष्णवीर থাকিলে ও তবু হয়ে
It is not wonderful if a person should accept the transient material body as a self, to engage always in deriding great souls. Such envy on the part of materialistic persons is very good, because that is the way they fall down.
Yes, that's the way they fall down. Yes.
They are diminished by the dust of the feet of great personalities.
Yes. You understand? They are diminished by the dust of the great personalities. Huh? Those are Mahatmas, Mahapurusha, Vaishnavas, they tolerate it. Someone blasphemes, they tolerate it. But his dust cannot tolerate it. You understand? Dust of his lotus feet cannot tolerate it. Huh? So the dust diminishes the,
They are diminished by the dust of the feet of great personalities. That is the way they fall down.
They are diminished, they are pain also, diminished by dust of the feet of the Mahatma. Huh? You understand? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, bhakta svabhava jnana sakshama kare, krishna svabhava bhakta ninda suhita na pare. Je svabhava vaishnava ninda matra hoy, se sarva dharma thakile upalakhya jaye. This is the nature of a Vaishnava. He tolerates and he excuses, but Krishna cannot tolerate. Krishna cannot tolerate the blasphemy of his dear devotee. Je svabhava vaishnava ninda matra hoy, sarva dharma thakile upalakhya jaye. In any assembly, Vaishnava ninda, blasphemy, Vaishnava is going on. Though they are great religious persons, still everything finished there. Je papista vaishnava kya hisa kare, sudarshan agni te papi puri mare. Sudarshan chakra protects devotee, bhakta. If somebody blasphemes such a bhakta, vaishnava, he will be burnt by the higher effulgence of Sudarshan chakra.
Yes.
You understand? Jainnanti rujigesam tad bhaktam panya rupinam satajam marjitam panyam tesam nasyati nishtitam te padanti mahaghori kumbhipake bhayanake bhakkita kita sangyena javachandra divakaru tasya darsana matrena punyam nasyanti nishtitam Ganga snapta, Rabindra snapta, Vidvan, Visuddhati, Brahma Vaivarta Prana says. Jeninnanti hujikesam tad bhaktam punya rupinam. Brahma Vaivarta Prana. One who blasphemy is Vaishnava, sadagamnajita punyam te samasyati. Whatever faith is, we are all, in hundreds of lives, everything finished. Te patanti mahaguri kumhipake bhayanuki, bhakkita kita sangyena javacandra divakaro. Definitely go to kumhipaka narka and suffer there as long as sun and moon is here in the As long as sun and moon is here, suffer there. Yes. Tasya dasana matrena punyam nasyati nischintam. Ganga snata rabindrushta tada vidvam visuddhati. If unfortunately someone sees such a such an offender, he will lose all his piety. Unfortunately, such a person meet. What to do? Immediately go and take bath in Ganges. Yes. And rubbing drushtva, look at Sudya Narayana, then you may be rectified. All that is done. Brahmagata prana. You follow. Darsaka, one sees that I am the seer. Conditioned soul, you have defective vision, how can you see it? I am seer, what I see, that's correct. Someone thinks like that, he commits this. His seeing is defective, isn't it? How can you see Guru, Vaishnava? Conditioned soul, When we say, Ātārjam mam vijānev nam manne karichit namattam jāsir sarvadev hai guru, Krishna says, don't think him that Ācārya, Vaishnava, your devotee, the ordinary mortal being, is as good as myself. The question arises, what is this? This is aparāt, commits aparāt. If somebody, this guru inflicts very severe discipline on us, so one goes away from it. You understand? Goes away, no, I should not be with him, I'll leave him, so I'll do my service according to his own theme. If we may be chanting thousand times, lakhs of times, still we cannot free from this aparad, gurbhavagyam. Understand? Inexcusable offense. Gurudev is not an ordinary human being. He has no birth, no death, no hunger, no thirst, like us. If it is there, how deep is that not ordinary human being? Some things like that. Two things. Who thinks that I am the seer, what I see, here I see. He is himself the seer. He commits this aparad. How will we see it? Have you proper vision? Conditioned soul, four defects you are. Brahma, pramad, dusha, pranapata, I mean defective senses. Your vision is defective, how can you see? Get offended, how can you see? Defective vision. You understand? You are not seer. You are to be seen, yes. You are not seer. Seer is Krishna, seer is Guru. Understand? Who is seer? Krishna is seer. Guru is seer. You are not seer. Are you seer? Can you see? No. You have no vision. What vision you have is defective vision. But it's unsolved. How can you see it? But everybody thinks I am here. Therefore he commits this aparad. Yes? Krishna is here. Guru is here. Yes. How can you see Guru? Guru opens an eye. Through that eye you can see Guru, the Swarup of Guru. Otherwise you can see Guru. Yes. Guru the protection. Guru opens the eye. Transcendental vision. Through that vision you can see the Swarup of Guru. You understand? He is such Mahatma. He is beyond birth and age, hunger and thirst. He has descended here to deliver me of the Pasandi. Great degraded soul I am. Yes, for this jiva. You understand? One is fallen jiva. He has descended here to deliver me of the fallen jiva. He is beyond birth and day. He is beyond hunger and thirst. How can I see? I am not vision. If I get his mercy, I am become proper vision. I will be endowed with proper vision, then I may see. Or I can see. You understand? Therefore, Guru, Sadhu, Guru, Vaishnava, two things, Kripa and Vanchana. Mercy and cheating. Two. Who get Kripa? Who get mercy? Those are niskapata sevaka. Those who render service without duplicity. You understand? Love and affection, core of their heart, without duplicity is of Guru, they get Kripa, mercy. Otherwise, they will be cheated. Yes. Those are kapati, crooked persons. Yes. This thing is this here. I see this thing. Yes, I have seen with my own eyes. They will be cheated. Yes. You cannot get mercy. You understand? So one seer who sees every person has some, yes, good and bad, guna and dosa. One sees only guna, only good qualities, never sees that. Though a person only sees guna, not bad, he is mahatma. Never sees bad, only sees good. He is better person, mahatma. But one sees both. He sees good as well as bad. And remaining impartial, he sees both. He sees good as well as bad. He is mahatma. This is total human impartial. But one who sees only bad things, never good, he is asap. He is asap. You understand? A person who has many good qualities, very little bad. But one sees, though many good qualities there, but one sees only bad, he is asap. Worst. This is consideration. You understand? And all to be discussed in this respect. In so many ways we commit opera. Isn't it? One question is here. Harikatha Sravan Kirtan Guru Vaishnava Mankara Adis Palan सत्य मोर भक्ति वृत्ति उपरोक्त बुद्धि होने कहेंगे हृदय ने प्रसन्न भाव कौन प्रकार कपट दाग दिले शास्त्र श्रवण आदि अभिनय परिसेवा और अभिनय करी सुधा भक्ति वृत्ति बुद्धि हुए न जीव गोस्वामी प्रभु भक्ति संदर्भ में कही चले पूजित भगवान विष्णु सम्मान सरस्वती रपी प्रसिद्धि न विश्वात्मा विष्णु में चाव मानित कौटिल्यंग श्रद्धावनिष्ठा चावकस्तराभिनिवेश भक्तिशैथल्यं स्वभक्तियादिकृतमनित्यमित्येवमादिनिमत्सङ्गादि लक्षण भक्त्यापि निवर्तयितुं दुष्कराणि चित्तहि तस्यापराधस्यैव कार्याणि तन्निवेश प्राचीनस्तपस्य लिङ्गानि अतएव कुटिलात्मनामुत्तमम् अपि नानोपचारुधिकम् नाङ्गीकरोति भगवान् युक्त्यग तो दुर्योधनस्य आधुनिकानांच श्रुतशास्त्रा नामप्योपराधदोषेण भगवती श्री गुरौ तद्भक्तादिषु चान्तरानापराधादपि सदैवैर्तदच्छनाद्यारम्भ कौटिल्यम् अतएव कुटीरमूढानं वदनभासादिनापि कृतार्थत्वमुक्तम् कुटीरामस्तु भक्तन कृतिरपि न भवति इति स्कान्दे पराशरवाक्ये दृश्यते न हि पुण्यवतां लोके पुराणं कुटीरात्मनां भक्तिर्भवति गोविन्द कीर्तनं स्मरणं तथा इति एतद्वे चख्येक्तं विष्णुधर्मे सत्यं सदेन विघ्नानां सहस्रेण तथा तपः विघ्नायुतेन गोविन्दे नूनां भक्तिर्निवाज्यते इति अदे भागवते तं सुधाराध्य मृजुभिर्नन्य शरणैर्नृभि कृतज्ञ को न सेवते द्वारध्यांग साधुवी सदजन्मे भगवान विष्णु पूजित हेले श्रद्धा विष्णु प्रिय वैष्णव ठाकुर जदि अवमानित हि विश्वअंतर्जामी हरि के प्रसन्न हे न कुटिलता अशुद्धा बहुनिष्ठाचितिकार को कृष्णेतर वस्तु प्रति अभिनिवेश भजन शैथिल्य सेवा कार्यान्वित अहंकार इत्यो प्रभृति दोष गुड़िक मह यदि महत महाभागवत वैष्णव व साधु संघ प्रभृति लक्षण वही भक्ति द्वारा निवारण करवा साध्य हो अथा विदृत न हो सब दोष अपराध ही कार्य एवं पूर्वापराध सूचक व कारण को निर्जाग पड़े अतए दुर्योधन निकट पांडव मान दुर्गत भगवान श्रीकृष्ण जब दुर्योधन नाना विलासोपचार युक्त पूजा ग्रहण कले नहींपरि कुटिल चित्त जन मान विविध उपचार आदि अत्युत्तम सुधा भगवान को अस्वीकार करते शास्त्र श्रवण करी सुधा आधुनिक कौन से लोकर अपराध दोष भगवान श्री गुरुदेव और भगवत भक्त मान प्रति अंतर अनादर सुक्ते बाहर कुछ नाम प्रति पूजन आदि प्रदत्न कुटीरता अत मूर्ख ने सुधा कुटीर अथा षोल चित्त व्यक्ति मान भक्त्या भाषादि द्वारा कृतार्थत्व कथित किंतु कुटिल कपट व्यक्ति मान आदो भक्ति अनुवर्तन हुए ना या स्कंद प्राण पराशुभा के दुष्ट है ए जगत मूढ़ कुटिल चित्त पापी जन मान गोविंद प्रति भक्ति कीर्तन स्मरण चेष्टा हुए ना विष्णु धर्मत्र कत्यी सतविघ्न सत्य सहस्रविघ्न तपस्या अयुत अयुत अर्थात असंख्य विघ्न द्वारा गोविंद प्रति लोग भक्ति बाधा प्राप्त हुए भागवत सुत सौना सौनक प्रति सुत प्रिय चे एकमात्रन्य शरण निष्किंचन कैतव षड चित्त जनगण अनाश शुद्ध सुत असाधु दुर्जन अभक्तगण दुष्प्राप्य भगवान श्री किं कहते कृष्ण भक्ति सन्दर्भ Question is, I have been doing hearing chanting for many years. Yes. I have been carrying out the order of Guru Vaishnava. Still, I am not getting anything. Yes. Your question is answered here. Understand? In some mad fellow. In mad fellow. Yes. This is his question, his answer here. Jiva Goswami is answering Bhakti Sandarbha. I have been hearing, chanting for many years. I have been carrying out the order of Sadhguru Vaishnava many years too. Why? I'm not making advancement, any advancement. Path of devotion or service. Why? Why? Good. Jiva Goswami answers this. If in your heart there is duplicity, crookedness, yes. Yes. In subtle corner it is, subtle corner, nothing gross. All subtle corner. Though you may be doing Shravan Kirtan, hearing chanting, you may be offering some service, still you cannot make any advance. Jiva Goswami says that thing. Bhakti Sandarbha. Though hundreds of lives, you may offer worship to Lord Vishnu, but if I am not paying respect to Vaishnava, the devotee of Lord Vishnu, disrespecting him, then Lord Hari will never please me. And there is crookedness, duplicity in you. You have no complete faith. Yes. Strong faith. Little faith. Soft faith maybe. No strong faith. Non-clinging faith. Huh? And you have some other desires. Other than bhakti, other desires you have. Yes. Your attention is diverted to material things. Yes. Women, money, etc. Huh? You are not careful about your bhajan. You are showing laziness in your sadhana. Huh? And you are a very great public fellow. Yes. I am senior devotee. Don't you know I am senior devotee? You are a great public fellow. So great false ego you have. Yeah? I have done this and that, so dumbo. Huh? Pride. You understand? You are not cured of this. This is a great disease here. Huh? Though the hearing from Sadhu Vaishnava is not cured. This is not cured. Huh? Then you should understand. You have committed great, many offenses. This is the activity of offenses, yes. Krishna went as a messenger. Pandavas are the devotees of Krishna. The Krishna worked as a messenger for them. This is because the Bhakta was saw. He was dear to his devotees. Even the Supreme Lord calls his devotees. Messenger. To Hastinapura he went. Yadidhodama is a great offender. Great crooked person, Vidveshi Pasandi. Though Duryodhana invited Krishna and took many varieties of foodstuff, Krishna didn't go, didn't accept, didn't touch it. You follow? Because the great offender, great crooked person, Krishna never accepts. If he offers something to him, you understand? Similarly, though you may be hearing Shastra, Bhagavata for many years, but you have such offense, committed some offense. Lot of Bhagavan, Gurudev, Bhagavad Bhakta, Vaishnava, in your heart is filled with no simplicity is there, or crookedness, duplicity is there, heart is filled with it. Only outwardly paying dandavat, outwardly only. But inside, you have no respect, only posing. These are all crookedness. Yes, inside something, outward different. Yes, this is all crookedness. But one may be ignorant fool, but he is simple-hearted person. His heart is very simple. You understand? He can make advancement. That one may be a great learned person, but his heart is filled with altogetherness. He cannot develop. He can make any advancement, though he may be engaged in hearing and chanting many years. You understand? He is only committing aparadhas. In Skanda Purana, it is said, in this material world, those who are kudila-citta, the persons, very duplicitous persons, are filled with all duplicity, crookedness, great sinful person, they cannot develop bhakti and let us read a govinda, they cannot do sravan kirtan, only posing. In Vishnu Dharmatra it is said, Satya, truth. You say, truth is checked off with hundreds of untruths, maybe. Tapasya, one tapasya, tamam, so straighty, maybe checked off thousands of obstacles created by demigods and others. millions, millions lives of Purad or something. Impediments check off Govind, bhakti and loyalty to Govinda. You understand? Bhagavata 3:19:34. Bhagavata says, Tam sukha radhyo mruju bhir nanya sarana indru bhi kipagya kona seva dura radhyam jhadu bhi. See? Satyam satyena vijnana sasrena pudhapapaha vijnaltena govinda nuvam bhakti nivarjate. Sukharadhya mrujubhir. But what is that?
36. Then, what grateful soul is there who would not render his loving service to such a great master as the personality of Godhead? The Lord can be easily pleased by spotless devotees who resort exclusively to him for protection. Though the unrighteous man finds it difficult to propitiate him.
Indeed.
What grateful soul is there who would not render service, his loving service, to such a great master as the personality of Godhead? The Lord can be easily pleased the spotless devotees who resort exclusively to him for protection, though the unrighteous man finds it difficult to propitiate him.
Yes. So these are so many. This also we discussed in this respect. Abhadi speak about Vaishnava. So one who is very serious, as Gopal Chapal at last, took shelter. Mahaprabhu said, you have a prad, and you must go serious, go there. He did excuse him, then he went there and gave the excuse. He admitted, yes, I am a great offender. He answered, admit. Mahajanas have said like that. Mahajan has said like that. He answered, admit, I am a great offender. I have done all, many, many, hundred thousand times all abominable activities, sinful activities. Harihe tena dushta karma nai karma nai jahami karinai dushta karma nai jahami karinai sahasra Nando Deo Kinsari भोग भाग्ये दत भोग मोर औदत एष भोग भाग्ये दत किन्तु मोर एक निवेदन दुष्ट कर्म नहीं जहा मैं कदी नहीं शस्त्र शस्त्र हरी है ओ लार हरी आई हैव डन ऑल दुष्ट कर्म ऑल अबमिनेबल एक्शन है All sorts, nothing is left out. Not once or twice, thousand times I have done. Yes, thousand times. Thousand times I have done. Not once or twice, all sorts of abominable work. Nothing is left out. Yes. Now, the reactions are coming to me. Yes. They are just pressing me. Like in machine, they understand the sugar cane machine process sugar cane, Now the reactions of this sinful activities, abominable activities, pressing me, yes. Bhati nahi dekhi ar kandi hori anivar tumaro mate. I find out no other means to go. Where shall I go? What shall I do? No means now I have come to you, Lord Hari, and crying before you. Ja tomar hoy mane danda devo kinchari tumi mo danda darshami. I deserve punishment. Yes, I'm such a great offender, great sinful person, committed all sinful abominable activities thousand times. Disappointment. Yes, you are my master who has right to inflict punishment on me. Yes. Inflict punishment, whatever you like. Yes. Kalesa bhoga bhagya dato bhoga mara huta dato kinseka mani. You will inflict punishment as you like. I must have it. Yes, I must suffer. But I have one prayer. What is that? Jede dosa bhugyami amake na chadu swami. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, O Lord, I'll suffer. Yes, I deserve punishment. Yes, whatever suffering comes, distress comes, I must suffer away. But I have this prayer, please don't kick me. Yes. Oh Lord, please don't kick me. Yeah. You may inflict punishment, you may put me in suffering, painful situation as you like, but please don't kick me. This is prayer. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written all these things for us, and we are all great sinful persons, offenders, committed all sorts of sinful activity, abominable activity. This is the main, and this is seen of the sanskrit of law. Apara, another song. Aparado pale mama, chitta velo badrasana.
Aparado pale mama.
করুণা নিধান দিন দয়াময় করুণা ভাব বিন্দু দেই রাখ এই পরাণ ভাব বিন্দু দেই রাখ তুই আমাম উচারণে মোর কব তুই আমাম উচারণে দরব দর দর মোর নয়নে দরব দর দর ভগদক্ষর কণ্ঠে উপজব ভগদক্ষর কণ্ঠে মুখে বল আব আব আহারিব মুখে বল আব আব পুলকে ভরব শরীর আমার পুলকে ভরব শরীর সেরকম পুষ্পব হবে বার বার সেরকম পুষ্পব হবে বিবর্ণ শরীরে হারাও জ্ঞান বিবর্ণ নাম সমাশ্রয়ে ধরব প্রাণ নাম সমাশ্রয়ে ধরব মিলিব আমার কিয়ে সে ধন মিলিবে আমার কিয়ে ও এ ভক্তি বিনোদমতিহীন রে ভক্তি বিনোদমতি ও এ ভক্তি বিনোদমতিহীন রে ভক্তি ভক্তিবিন ঠাকুর ক্রাইং এন্ড সেইং দিস ইউ হ্যাভ দি ট্রান্সলেশন
O Lord Hari, as a result of my offenses, my heart has become as hard as a thunderbolt and feels no change at the chanting of your holy name.
Yes.
O Lord, feeling hopeless, I loudly sing your name, and in great distress and unhappiness, I call out to you again and again.
Yes.
O Lord, you are compassionate towards the fallen souls. O origin of all mercy, give to me a drop of divine ecstasy to save my life.
Hello! Cry! Sell it like this, yes. Then, this our mercy, then we get. Yes.
When will an incessant stream of tears flow from my eyes at the articulation of your holy name? When will a faltering voice choked with emotion arise in my throat? And when will words garbled due to ecstasy come from my mouth? When will my body be filled with ecstatic rapture? And when will the perspiration, trembling, and a stunned sensation again and again? When, out of divine ecstasy, will all consciousness be lost in my pale and discolored body? And when will I remain under the shelter of the holy name?
Yes.
Bhaktivinoda, who is devoid of all good intelligence, cries, O Lord, how will such a day ever be mine?
How will such a day ever be mine? Understand? Say like this and cry. Yes. Unless you cry, how can you get mercy? Understand? This is needed. Another song, Bhaktivinoda, this is very many songs for us, our great attainers, great degraded persons, sinful persons for us. Amar jivan sada papero nahi ko punyero leso. Amar
Constant offender.
Yeah.
I am such a person. devoid of all good works, forever inclined toward evil, worn out and wasted by various miseries.
Yes.
Now, in old age, deprived of all means of success, humbled and poor, Bhaktivinoda submits his tale of grief at the feet of the Supreme Lord.
This is the only thing required. Submit your tale of grief at lotus feet of Lord Hari. Cry before him. So, feel very merciful, compassionate, for his mercy. Mahaprabhu says, go to Srivas Thakur, Gopal Sagar. You have committed a parath in lotus feet, go to Srivas Thakur. Beg excuse there, and you should not commit it again. Yes. If he excuses our mercy upon you, then the reaction will go. He will cure this dreadful disease. Leprosy. Otherwise, no other way. I became repentant. Gopal Sahib became repentant, admitted. His wrongdoing, sinful activity, offense, cried. Then the stability, the first thing is to last hour, and so, leprosy, you understand, and didn't gain, this is the only means how you will be free from the reactions of offense. Otherwise, not means. Thank you.
I was hearing blasphemy of your divine grace. I was hearing ill of you, and yet I still come and get mercy from you. I still come take shelter. How is this?
You say, it's going on, don't hear, get out from that place.
But I was hearing for a long time, and then I come to you and still get mercy.
No more. If something somewhere goes on, something, get out from there. You say, if you have capacity, cut off his tongue. You have no capacity, you cannot do it, better leave that place. Do you understand? I should not be here, should not hear. Cannot do, then kill yourself. Let me die. Some then I'm no more hearing.
Uh-huh. It was said that, I read that there's some Shastric evidence that those who have to kill themselves are the Vaishyas, those who take cut off the tongue are the Kshatriyas, and those who go away are the Brahmanas.
Yes, go away from Brahmanas, yes. So this is a better course to leave that place, get out from there, not to hear. Your hearing is also blessed.
You know, sometimes devotees, they have the idea that one way to mitigate that offense is to defeat such a person in debate or argument, but nowhere
does he have capacity. He has cut off his tongue. He should not, again, utter this thing.
If someone has capacity, he can defeat him in argument.
Yes, he has capacity. Yes. No capacity, I cannot do it. Better leave. I should not hear. If I hear, I'll be offended and lose all my piety, everything I'll lose, and bhakti will be lost, everything will be lost. Yes. Yes. Such a thing.
But if you're surrounded in a society of people who applaud and are very happy to hear such offenses, what does one do then?
That's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. I'm get rejoiced when I hear all these things.
People talking. Lord Shiva, she committed suicide.
Yeah, Sati, yes. She couldn't leave the place because Dakhya was his father. So he cut off his tongue, leave the place. So she committed suicide.
She could not argue with her father.
Yeah.
Gurumesh, you're saying that the Mahatma, he doesn't see faults in anyone.
Yeah, Mahatma tolerates. But the dust of the Mahatma cannot tolerate. Hari cannot tolerate.
But this point about Adosha Darshi, not seeing any faults.
Yes. Mahatma never sees any fault. Mahatma tolerates it. Yeah.
That's a difficult thing to understand because so many faults may be there, but he just does not. How is he doesn't see them?
He is such a liberated person. He sees only good things. Never sees anything bad.
So those bad things may be there, but he just overlooks them, or?
Yeah, his eyes are closed for bad things. For good, eyes are open. Eyes are open. Yes. This is all the instruction how should act. We should act. You understand? There's no ninda is going on. Don't stay in that place. Don't stay. Immediately leave that place. Better course. That's better course. We have no capacity, we cannot cut off that tongue and stop them. Better to leave that place. We cannot commit suicide. Better leave that place. No, it's not staying.
This principle of Vaishnava Ninda, does this also apply to neophyte devotees?
Yeah.
Is this principle of Vaishnava Ninda or
Mahatma, I say Mahatma.
So someone who's a beginning neophyte devotee.
Elevated devotee. It applies to elevated. Very, very elevated. Vaishnava, Mahatma. You understand? He was talking about great elevated devotee. Mahatma. You understand? Yeah. Neophyte may come in some wrong. The Mahatma can come in wrong.
Because you were saying once too that even if someone commits some criticism of a neophyte devotee in his mind, then he will not be able to chant Shudanam.
Yes, still is a Vaishnava. Better not to commit any aparaya. Why commit aparaya? See good in others. Everybody has some good and bad. But instruction, see good in others, see bad in yourself. Yes. So just say. Are you free from any bad or defect? Then you have so many defects. Why is there defect in him? Therefore say, anything good is there, see him. And see bad in yourself. And therefore we say, a sieve says to a needle, oh needle, there's a hole at your back. The sieve has hundreds of holes. Isn't it? What is this? It's just a needle. Oh, needle is all out of the way. The sieve has hundreds of these. He's blind to it. This is one hole. Similarly, you have hundreds of such defects, and some little one, two defects, you see it. Why do you see it? See good in others, bad in yourself. That's the right vision, correct vision. How can you see things?
Guru Maharaj Prabhupada said sometimes that a society has a collective karma. Like the American society said it had a collective karma, therefore, because they killed so many animals, the Vietnam War was there, many people were killed.
Yes.
So is there also such a thing as a collective offense on the society of Vaishnavas? Can there be such a thing?
Yes. Collective also. Individual and collective. Yes. Yes.
Someone may be doing nonsense activities, and you point this out to them, and they might say that, don't say this, you're criticizing, you're making aparad in order to protect themselves.
Yes, someone doing nonsense, and you point out, but before pointing out, you should understand, if I say, will you accept it? So why shall I say? You understand? Whom will accept? If he says only, he will accept. If I say, he won't accept. Who am I? I am such a low person. He is a great person. He won't accept. If he respects somebody, if he will say, then he will accept. Better you approach such a person, tell him, please tell him this thing. When he says, then he will accept. This is good for him. You say, he won't accept, rather he will be angry with you. He'll kick you. Yes.
Sometimes you spoke about who's actually qualified to chastise or find fault too.
The Guru is qualified to chastise. You have no right to chastise. I need chastisement. Why I chastise? Isn't it? You have to deal with it.